We're starting Hilchos Rosh Hashanah with Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Dine Yemei Tachanunim Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah. Sif Aleph discusses the minug of saying Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber tells us, Noagim Lokum Vashmaras Lomar Slichos V'Tachanunim Mirosh Chodesh El Ve'elach. The minug is to get up early in the morning to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Ad Yom HaKippurim. This, of course, is not Minig Ashkenazim, but this is the Minig of Sfardim. They start Slichos on Rosh Chodesh El. Why Dafka Rosh Chodesh El? So the Mishabura tells us in the introduction to this Simin, because that's when Moshe went up to Har Sinai for the third time. Moshe went up three times to Har Sinai, once to get the first set of Luchos, second time and third time to get the second set of Luchos, and to Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu came down for the final time on Yom Kippur with the second set of Luchos. Yom Kippur is also a time of Matan Torah in addition to Shavuos. And he also came down with Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara, which is why Yom Kippur became a day of Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara for Klal Yisrael forever. That I believe the Ran tells us in Rosh Hashanah. So according to the Mechaber tells us, Slicha start Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that is in fact the Minig of Sfardim. Ashkenazim don't do that. The Rama tells us, "Hago minig bnei Ashkenaz eino kame." That's not minig bnei Ashkenaz. Ela mir rosh chodesh beelach matchil tzkoa achar hatfila shachris. We begin in rosh chodesh, not saying slichos. We begin blowing shofar. V'yesh mekomo shetokin gamkin arvis. Some places blow shofar also at Mariv. That's not our minig. We only blow shofar at shachris during the month of Elul. Va'omdim ba'ashmoras, we get up early in the morning, lomar slichos, to say slichos. When do we do this? V'yom rishon shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. Before we get into the exact starting time for Ashkenazim, we see here the idea of getting up ba'ashmoras. So there are five different times that people say slichos. We'll discuss them in the order of preference. The best time to say slichos is before alos hashachar. Very early, Alos HaShachar is approximately 72 or 90 minutes, is a machlokes. Let's say 72 minutes, according to the Mishnah Berurah, before sunrise. So we're talking really, really early in the morning. That is the best time to say Slichos. The second best time to say Slichos is after Chatzos. That's, of course, our meaning to start Slichos. We'll soon see in the Ramah, it started on Yom Rishon. We start with Motzoi Shabbos after Chatzos. The third time, if one can't get up before Alos for Slichos, and he can't stay up after Chatzos for Slichos, the third best time is to do it before Shachris, whenever that is, even though it's after Nates, after the sun's already come up. Rav Avadya writes, a person can do it even during the day, during Mincha, that some Sfardim are knowing like that, Ashkenazim are not knowing like that. And in terms of doing it at night before Chatzos, so the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tainis and Siman Tov Kuf Samach Hei Sifkaton Yud Beis says that it's also you can't say Slichos before Chatzos. It's not the appropriate time. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a Tshuva says that if the minion is going to be Nisbatel, they're not going to have a minion at all. So he's makel over there under extenuating circumstances to have a minion for Slichos before Chatzos. I discussed this with Rav Nevinzal. Rav Nevinzal said that it's also to say Slichos before Chatzos. Better not to say Slichos at all than to say Slichos before Chatzos. So most people are knowing to say it in the morning before davening. And if there are places that have a minyan before Chatzos, so presumably they rely on that tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is really only talking about Shasat Chagodol, where the minyan there won't be a minyan any other time. Okay, that's in terms of the time of day to say Slichos. Sfaradim start Slichos Rosh Chodesh El. When do Ashkenazim start Slichos? So here the Ramah tells us, V'omdim b'ashmaras lomar Slichos b'yom rishon shlifnei Rosh Hashanah. We always start Slichos on Sunday, Motzoi Shabbos, which is Sunday. V'imcha Rosh Hashanah be'ez o'gimel matchilim yom rishon shavua shalafanav. If you only have two or three days with which to say Slichos until Rosh Hashanah, so we start from the week before. We always need at least 4 days to say Slichos. Why do we need 4 days to say Slichos? So Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Vav says we start from Yom Rishon the week before. Mishum Sheharbe Nogim Nes Anos Asar Yomim Im Yom Kippurim. A lot of people are knowing to fast for 10 days of Seder Simei Tshuva. But there's always going to be 4 days during the Aser Simei Tshuva that you're not allowed to fast. 4 days, Shalom Yuchlu B'Hisanos, Dehainu Beiz Yom Rosh Hashanah, we passing you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, V'Shav V'Shuvah, V'Erevim Kippur, you're not allowed to fast. So you're missing 4 days. Lakach Tzarech L'Hashem Dalad Yomim Kodim Rosh Hashanah. That's why we start Tzichos Dafka 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, to make up the 4 days that we're missing, for those who want to fast for 10 days, in order to approach Yom Kippur in a state of, a serious state of tshuva. Tshuva mitoch fasting. Ukidei shiyah yom mesuyam l'hatchala. So if it's going to be always 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be confusing. So therefore, we always start on Yom Rishon. So tiknu Yom Rishon b'chol pam. That's one answer, one reason why we need 4 days. V'otam, the other reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, shekavu dal yomim, shekeim atina b'karbanos. This is what we find by the karbanos. Shetu'unim bikur mimum dal yomim kodim akrova. A karban needs what we call bikur dalad yamin. You need to inspect the karban for 4 days to make sure it doesn't have a mum. Ubechala karbanos beparshas Pinchas ksiv hekravtem ola. In Parshas Pinchas we have the karbanos. It says hekravtem ola. You will sacrifice an ola, and with one exception, uberosh Hashanah ksiv vaasisem ola. It doesn't say by Rosh Hashanah you will sacrifice an ola. It says you will make an ola, and this teaches us, says the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Lamed Shebarosh Hashanah Yaseh Odom Atzmo Kiilu Makriv Et Atzmo. We are makriv ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, just as a korban needs bikur dalad yamim, needs to be inspected for 4 days to make sure there's no mum, there's no blemish. Hu Hadin, we need to inspect ourselves for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make sure that we don't have any spiritual mumin, we don't have any spiritual blemishes. Therefore, we have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to inspect our spiritual beings and make sure that we are free of sin, and to do tshuva on anything that we find. And that's when we start saying slichos. We need at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and we always start on Motzai Shabbos so that we shouldn't get confused. Okay, there's a. Here we are in Sifkat and Vav. In Sifkat and Vav, which we just read, the end of Sifkat and Vav says, Hashat misatev bitalis v'shah she'omrim yugim midos afshu kodam or ayom. V'shich tibor v'sichel she'put on a talis. Ava'oz enim avarichalav afshu begar miuchav yom kevan she'lo v'shah v'layla v'yesh dea depoter oz mitzitzis k'dal b'tzim yudches. Rav Ami has amazing tzitzis she'om in on BikiaShev.com. You can go listen to Rav Ami, Simin Yud Ches, Tzitzis, the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. What is the Zman Tzitzis? Reisam Oso, does it exclude the night, or does it exclude pajamas? And we're machmer for both shitas. So when you put on a talis at night, you may not say a bracha, because according to one shita, you are potter. Now here is a very famous taz, a very controversial taz. The taz hisigalov, the taz is not happy with this Lavush who tells us to put on a talis at night. Why should you put yourself in a situation where you have a suffix bracha? The Al-Kain says the Taz, lo yitil oz talis shalo. You shouldn't take your own talis that you can make a bracha on. Velo talis shal kahal, and not a talis of the congregation, shu gam kein kishalo, because that also becomes yours. That's discussed in Simin Yud Dalid, Ayin Shom, in Avam Yishirim. If I take my friend's talis, so my friend's talis, I don't get the mitzvah of tzitzis. I'm not chayiv in tzitzis on my friend's talis, begid she'ula, until 30 days. And therefore, I'm not being kone, it's not becoming my talis, I'm just putting it on for a kovet at tzibor, because I'm the shliach tzibor, and therefore it says the talis, you don't have to make a bracha. So, I once got into a little bit of a disagreement. We had a Rebbe Talmud basketball game on Motzai Shabbos, and I came in my ball playing tzitzis that I had put on Motzai Shabbos. So one of my friends on the Tivari staff, who was a little bit older and wiser than I am, came over to me and said, "How could you put on your tzitzis Motzai Shabbos? You're putting yourself into a situation of a suffix bracha." And that's basically what this Taz is saying. I didn't know this Taz at the time. and I didn't understand him, and I don't understand the Taz. Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah. According to one side over there, the Rambam or the Rush, I forget who's who, according to one side, you mekayim a mitzvah. So why should I refrain from fulfilling a mitzvah because there's a suffix on whether this mitzvah requires a bracha? It's a machlokas if it's a mitzvah. But according to one day, it is a mitzvah. So I can't make a bracha. Okay, brachas are not ma'aklos. Why should I not do the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah according to one shita. Don't do a mitzvah even according to one shita because you don't know if you have to make it, because you're not allowed to make a bracha. And I just don't understand the Taz. So I saw two hezberim. Oh, by the way, the Sharat Tzion over here in Sifkat and Gimel says, The Shliach Tzibur is supposed to wear a talis for Kavod HaTzibur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, or the Sharat Tzion, from the Magen Avraham, from the Levush. No, that's from the Magen Avraham, from Simin Yud Ches. Okay, so back to this difficult Taz. Why should you not do at least a Suffolk mitzvah, according to one side of Mekayim mitzvah? It's true, because of the other tzad, I can't make a bracha. But according to the tzad that I'm a kayim and mitzvah, so I'm a kayim and mitzvah. Oh, I'm not making a bracha. Brachas are not ma'akvos. So I never understood this taz. So I saw two hezberim of this taz. I think both in the name of Shlomo Zalman, both the exact opposite. First I'll tell you the pshat that I like, and then I'll tell you the pshat that, well, I like it means it came out on my side of the machlokas that I had about the ball playing tzitzis on the Tzai Shabbos. In Shalmei Moed, one of the svarim from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Torah is on the Moadim and Halicha Shlomo. Both bring down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, but they bring it down from the Sefer Siach Halacha. They both say that the Taz is talking about only when you're going to leave your talis on until the morning. Because we're afraid, the way I understand this is just like the Svar we were saying. If you have a chance to do a mitzvah according to one sheet, to do the mitzvah. Oh, you can't make a bracha? It's okay. Brachas are not ma'akvos. What's this Taz telling me? The Taz is telling me that if my beged, the tzitzis, the talis is I'm going to leave the talis on me until it gets light outside, and now I'm supposed to make a bracha, and maybe I'm going to forget, because when do we usually make a bracha on the talis? Before we put it on. Since I put it on without a bracha, we're afraid, then I'm going to forget to make a bracha when it becomes light outside. And then it ends up that I'm wearing a talis that's a mitzvah according to everybody, and that requires a bracha according to everybody, and now I didn't make a bracha. So that's not a simple situation. Mishnah tells us, Arum lo yitrom, a naked person who can't make a bracha shouldn't take off chumas and maisers because he can't make the bracha. Oh, he's fulfilling a mitzvah. When you fulfill a mitzvah and you have the opportunity to make a bracha and you do the mitzvah without a bracha, that's no good. That's awesome. To duck the bracha is awesome. That's not our case, because our case, if you're just wearing a talis at night and you're not going to make a bracha because you don't have the potential, you don't have the opportunity to make a bracha. But at least you have the chance to get the mitzvah. So here, the Shalmei Moed says from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that the Taz is only talking about when you're going to leave the talis on until morning. And then we're afraid you're not going to make a bracha, and that's going to be problematic. But if you're going to leave the talis on at night and you're going to take it off before it becomes morning, you're not saying Sichos after Chatzos, you're taking off the talis at 1 in the morning, you're not going to leave it on until 5 o'clock in the morning. So then, even the Taz would agree that you should put on a talis, you could put on your own talis, and it would seem that you should put on your own talis so you can fulfill a mitzvah of wearing a talis. Rav Nevenzal, however, in his Mishnah Berurah says the exact opposite svara, which again I don't understand. He says, if you're going to take it off before morning, then you can't put it on because you can't make the bracha. But if you're going to leave it on until morning and then you can make a bracha, we're not afraid you're not going to make a bracha. We're confident that you are going to make a bracha. And I discussed this once with Rav Nevenzal, but not in relationship to this Taz exactly. And Rav Nevenzal seems to say that it could be that the bracha works retroactively. So the time that I had, that I couldn't make a bracha, that I was wearing a talis, the bracha that I make in the morning goes, works the mafreya. We find such an idea by the bracha Leisha Basukah. The bracha works retroactively, and it's as if I was wearing the talis with a bracha the entire time. So he says, if you're going to leave it on until morning, that's good. But if you're leaving it on only at night, so that's a problem. Again, I don't understand the svara. I didn't have a chance to discuss this at length with them as well. Because isn't it better to do a mitzvah without a bracha than to not do a mitzvah at all? Okay, let's continue. Continuing in the Ramah of Tov Kuf Peyal, the Ovel also lotes mi beiser kedei likonets beis haknesses. The Ovel Lalenu, he said, Yeshiva, he can't leave his house to go to shul, Lishmoa Aslichos, Milvad Be'er Rosh Hashanah, Shemar Bim Slichos, Yochal Ha'Ovel, Ikonis, Abeis HaKnesses. An Ovel is not allowed to leave his house, should not leave his house for Slichos as well, except for Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we have a very lengthy Slichos in shul. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is the one exception where the Ovel can go to shul to hear Slichos. They should try to find a shlich tibur to daven for slichos and to daven on yomim noroi, not the one who has the most beautiful voice. The one who is ayoser gadol b'torah umaisim, she'ef shalimtso. The most roi to represent us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the yomim noroi. She is pal slichos v'yomim noroi, for she hei ben shloshim shanim, he should be lechadchila, he should be 30 years old. Mishabur tells us because that's when the Leviim were roi to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and Tefillah is keneged avodah. V'gam shei nosu, he should be married, like the Kohen Gadol has to be married to do avodas Yom HaKippurim, that's in Sifkat and Yugimel. Again, in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, says something very important. The last line of Sifkat Nirala, a very important line. In Roash Yesh Machlokas Bishvila Tfila, Lo Yispala, Afapi, Sheispala, Mi Sheinu Hogun. If I'm in Shul and I see they're going to appoint somebody who is not Hogun, it's not the most appropriate person to appoint, and I think I'm more appropriate, I know I'm more proper for the position, so if it's going to lead to Machlokas, says Mishabura, it's better to have the less proper and less appropriate person daven for the Amud, than to have the more appropriate person daven for the Amud, and thereby cause machlokes and shul. Very, very important yisod. To be oiv shalom, v'rodiv shalom, and to avoid machlokes. Continuing in the Ramah, Miu kol yisod k'sherim heim, minat mikra adin, kol yisod k'sherim heim, rakshi emirutu lakal, as long as the congregation wants him to daven. Avalim espal b'chazaka, if a person grabs the omud b'chazaka, against the will of the congregation, ein onen achar of amen, you don't answer amen after his brachos. V'chein tzarech shiyotzi kol adam b'tfilah, so he has to have in mind, obviously, to emotzi everyone with his tfilah. V'mihi elo sone, if he has one person in the congregation that he hates, u'machavin shlo lehotzio, I'm going to get him, I'm davening for the Amid, I have in mind not to be motzi that sone, the one I don't like in the tzibur, says the Ramo, gam ohavav einem yotzim b'tfiloso. Even the people that he loves are not yotze with his tefillah. No one's yotze. It's all or nothing. Either everyone's yotze or no one's yotze. V'yesh mekomos nogim shemispal sichos mispal kol yom. There's a minig that the person who davens for the Amud, who says Slichos, also davens Shachris and also davens Mincha. Sif Beis, Noagim Desanos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a minig to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishabura tells us in Sifkat and Tazayin that at the end of Tazayin, Ein Tach Kabbalah, usually to fast you need a Kabbalah Satainis the day before. V'lo Hashlama, you don't have to complete the fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay, you don't need a Kabbalah and you don't need to complete the fast. That's what the Ramah is going to tell us now also. Hagava medaktikim nogu shekol echa mesana asar yomim. The medaktikim are no way to fast 10 days, like we said before. V'chein nochon lasos v'chol ilo atanios inzach lahashlim. You don't have to fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. V'ein korn behem v'yechal. Afil erev Rosh Hashanah. They don't read v'yechal, like on a pain of tibur. V'ayin l'elasim tovkub samach beis v'beis. V'imchal bris mila b'erev Rosh Hashanah yechol and lechol. They can eat at a bris on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so here there are different minhagim. They bring down this idea of fasting. It's not fasting all day, like we keep saying. You don't have to complete the fast. Some say to fast until Plag HaMincha. Others are knowing to fast until Mincha Gedola. The Svarim bring down that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach himself personally was knowing to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah until Mincha Gedola, half hour after Chatzos. Then I think he used to daven Mincha, and then he would eat. Okay, that's not much more swallowable than to fast the entire day. In fact, they say it's inappropriate to fast the entire day, not to come into Yontif out of Inui. V'rabim noagin lechol b'erev Rosh Hashanah kodim alos ha-shachar. Many people are noagin to eat erev Rosh Hashanah before alos. The fast, all fasts except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur start by alos ha-shachar. which is 72 to 90 minutes before Netzach Hama. Mishum chukos ha'amim shinogin l'sanos be'erev chageyim. So the Goyim used to fast before their holidays, and therefore not to look like the Goyim, some people would get up early before Alos, and they would eat. It's not so simple to eat even before Alos. It's brought down, here the Be'er Heitev brings down in Sifkat Yubayz, ha'ma'ayim bezor v'kisri ariza me'achet ha'godo le'achol kodem or ayom lo yasekein. A person shouldn't eat even before it's light outside. This is also brought down in Simen Pei Tes, the halachos of eating before davening, that there they say that a person shouldn't eat stam for, I guess this is not considered stam, this is a reason. A person should not eat for taivas even before alos, after chatzos. So some say that you can drink, not eat. But here, if you're doing it, leaving out this berheite, but the din that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simen Pei Tes is talking about eating for taivas. Person's eating, so they have strength to fast on a regular fast day, so that would seem to be fine. Also, over here, v'yichon lecho below tonight. A person doesn't have to make it tonight. Usually, when a person goes to sleep before a fast day, that's considered to be a Kabbalah satinus. A person's supposed to make it tonight, that he's not accepting the fast until the morning. Otherwise, his going to sleep is a Kabbalah satinus. Here, he doesn't have to do that because that's the minig is to get up early before Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to eat. Sif Gimel, Ein Nofin Malpneim Erev Rosh Hashanah Betfila. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a shtickle yontif, so we don't have Tachlin and Erev Rosh Hashanah in the davening. Apapish, Nofin Malpneim Ba'ashmor Slichos. But Slichos, even if they're said in the morning, we do say Tachlin. So there's Slichos in the Tachlin of Erev Rosh Hashanah, but not in the Tefila of Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Ein Tokin Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mishabura tells us if katan chavdala, the hafsik bein tkiyas, the rishos of tkiyas, the chova, to separate between the optional tkiyas and the mandatory tkiyas. Also, they say, reading sif katan chavdala, mikomako mutu litzko, the islami, the dai kishim hafsik bebeisa knesses. A person who's the baal tokeas, so he can practice Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow in shul. Aval bimin hogim kosav atam, another reason brought down for not blowing shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah, kidei la'arbev hasoton, to confuse the soton. According to that, says the Mishnah Berurah, im kein ein litzkor klal, that a person should not blow shofar at all, even in the privacy of his own home. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Bel Yirab, b'shem sefer amrakel, mashma de'lehit lamed shari b'cheder sagur. If you're doing it in the privacy of your own home in order to practice, so that would be fine, it seems, according to both reasons. Mishabur Sif Katan Chav Gimel raises an interesting point. If we make saying Slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos, so we understand why it's not yet Yom, why you could say Tachman. And if you're saying it Ba'ashmores, like we said before Alos HaShachar, then we also understand why you can say Slichos. But if you're saying Slichos during the day, so why, either you're saying Tachman during the day or you're not saying Tachman, why should there be a difference between Slichos and Shachos? Mishabur Sif Katan Chav Gimel says, Afa Bisha Noflim, he says, Rov Pom Regilim the Sayim Kodim Alos HaShachar. Usually the Sichas Erev Rosh Hashanah end before Alos HaShachar. I've never seen such a thing. So therefore, Tiknu Linpo Afim Ira Pam Achas Shemam Shech Alayom. So really, we assume that the Sichas is usually going to be finished by Alos HaShachar. Your Nefilas Tapayim is before Shachris. And even if it sometimes ends up after Alos HaShachar, it's okay because usually it's not. Okay, I think that's the way we know it, even though I've never seen a Slichos Minyan end before Alos HaShachar and Erev Rosh Hashanah. That would mean starting Slichos at like 2 in the morning. Sif Dalid, Mechabsin, Mestapin, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We wash our clothes and we take haircuts, we shave for Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mishabura says, Sif Katan Chavhei, Laharot, Shanu Bituchim, Bechazdo, Yisbarach, Shayotzi, Letzedek, Mishpatenu. We have a confidence in the din that we're approaching. V'yesh nogin litvol be'erev Rosh Hashanah mishum keri. Men have a minig to go to the mikvah to be tovel because of keri. That's Ezra. V'yesh mekomos nogin lelech al akvaros. There's some places where they have a minig to visit cemeteries. V'harbel sham betchinos v'nosim tzedakah aniyim, to daven by the kever and to give tzedakah to aniyim. Here it's very this issue and this din of mechabsin mistapin, the confidence that we have, is one of the issues and one of the very difficult points of Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, it's a yontif, and there's a mitzvah of simchas yontif min haTorah, the Mishabur paskins at the end of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. And on the other hand, we have this, it's an emas hadin, it's a day of din, and the day of din requires a pachad of the din. And this is one of the two aspects of Rosh Hashanah that's a little bit hard to juggle, but that's one of the things that we have to do. That's what we have to do on Rosh Hashanah. Appreciate the fact that on the one hand it's a yontif, it's simchas yontif, on the other hand it's a very serious day, a day of din. Generally in shul we focus on the din, and at the sudas we focus more on the simchas yontif, although keeping in mind all the while that the simchas yontif is less extreme or less complete than other yontifs, because it is a day of din that keeps us in check. That's the end of Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph.